Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Lonnie the Theater Lady, where were you and what were you doing in September 1989?
Oh, wow. I was married and working.
Oh, yeah? Partying it up? Going to the dance clubs at night?
No, I was already married.
That's when life ceased to exist, I guess.
Well, we didn't go to the clubs. We did other fun things.
Okay, well, Heathers, the musical. I went to see it at the Theater Factory out in Trafford. Now, let me say this about Trafford. If you're a Pittsburgher like me, anything beyond Monroeville is like another country. And it's like...
Oh, it's complete opposite end of town.
And, you know, to some degree, I feel that way about Monroeville itself.
Me too.
But I think the term... I don't like using the term community theater because I think it gets a bad rap. But what I have come to experience in seeing, you know, shows out at the Theater Factory is that this is a theater company that is very well supported by its community.
Oh, good.
And that is a really positive thing to see. And they're, you know, for a community-supported theater company, they're making a lot of bold choices in their season, which I really applaud a community-supported theater to do. And it's not just the same old pablum for Aunt Pity Pat. It's not like Our Town for the 20th time, you know. Oh. They're taking risks. I mean, still doing some traditional things, but really, you know, challenging the audience. And now they still have to come out and make the curtain speech, like, oh, there will be some strong language in this. So we've got some ways to go yet.
But see, I'm not familiar with Heathers, so we're talking some language and some... kind of blue type topic subjects.
If you'd consider murder, rape, sex scene on stage, and all happening in a high school setting to be a little, then yeah, we're in for a treat here. So buckle up. That, by the way, is not the extent of my review. But yeah, my point in saying that is, you know, that for a theater like this that is making bold choices like that, I think it is really worth people making the trip, if there is a little bit of a trip involved, to get out and see some of these things. Because again, for that level of community-supported theater, there's a lot of good work going on. And a lot of shows and musicals that you might not otherwise see at all. You know?
Yeah, I've never seen Heathers, there was a movie, I believe, right?
Yep, it was based
on
a movie.
I haven't seen the movie either, so.
But in fact, when it comes to those choices, I would almost rather see a community theater do something like Heathers okay than to do, like, Rodgers and Hammerstein really, really well. You know what I mean? I'd rather see a risk taken, you know, and come off okay than the same old thing done well.
Now, you're making me really want to either see the movie or the play that it's... That.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about that.
Please do.
So, Heathers the Musical is based on Heathers the Movie, which came out in the 80s. And let me see if I can sum this up in a way that does the story justice. It's about mean girls. It's about really, really mean. I mean, Mean Girls as we know it today, we would not have were it not for Heathers. So, there's these, in this high school, three girls that are like the HBIC head bitches in charge. And I mean, they just rule this school. In fact, with the costume and the set design, one's in red, one's in yellow, and one's in green, and so is the whole set. So you really get a sense of what a pervasive way in which they, you know, command the social circle of this high school. And they're awful, awful people.
Aww.
And what's hilarious is they're all named Heather, this group of them.
Oh, hence the name.
Which is a great name for that. And in fact, there is not a single Heather that I actually know that isn't a little bitchy.
Oh, I taught some wonderful Heathers.
And they, but they would tell you the same thing.
Okay.
So in comes Veronica, here played by Emily Hamilla, and sort of gets in with that group, and then is expected to be doing these awful things to people. And the Heathers are Reagan, Hawkman, Becky, Minda, and Maddie Nick. And let me tell you what a great job they do at being horrible people. It's like at the audition, they ask them, here, crush this puppy. And I mean, they are
mean.
I mean, really, if they were coming down the street, I would risk my life to cross the street to walk on the other side. Mean. And I think really the standout here is Reagan Hawkman, who played Heather Chandler. Great singing voice, great acting presence, and man, this girl's mean on stage.
I have a question. Yep. If they were so mean, was it funny to watch or was it upsetting?
Well, this is something, yeah, this is the problem with the piece. So, just to round things out a little bit, Veronica then gets involved with JD, played by Lawrence Carl here, who's sort of like the weird kid because he's dark and wears a long jacket, which, you know, a decade after this, he'd have been the cool kid, which is the irony. But so they're kind of outcasts that get together, and he starts edging her to, like, take revenge on the Heathers and stuff. And there, if you haven't seen it, I guess I won't spoil anything, but there's shooting. These kids, people get murdered, people get killed, and or are pushed to commit suicide.
So is it a dark comedy or no comedy?
Well, the movie, and this follows the plot of the movie very well. Which? The movie has always made me really uneasy because I don't really know. And it's really tricky now, which, you know, surprised me that this was, you know, kind of a relatively recent musical with, you know, Columbine and, you know, schools getting shut up every week now, that, you know, we're dealing with, you know, a topic like this in a musical form with comedy. So, yes, I believe this is a comedy.
Okay.
Because there are very, very funny moments, and it's sort of a send-up of itself in a way. But what's tricky is, and I honestly, you know, this is the only production I've seen of this musical. I don't know if this problem lies in the way that it's scripted or, you know, in the directing. But it does go back and forth, this particular production, between high camp, a send-up of it, and then moments which are also, you know, taken very kind of seriously and dramatic. And I, because of the comedy, I can't buy it as a drama.
Okay.
And I think that when it tries to be that, it really detracts from it. This is probably the best way I can put it. You know how you can get away with a really filthy, off-color joke if it's told well?
Yes.
That is what needs to happen with this show. There are moments, and there are actors in particular, I mean, that really get it and are sending this up into the camp stratosphere. So it has a sense of humor about itself, and you can laugh at these dark subjects like, you know, suicide and shooting and stuff, if it's sort of like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge comment on itself. Like the musical Xanadu did this to the movie. Yes. Xanadu. It, you know, sort of poked fun at its source material. I think that this production would really mesh if everything, you know, was kind of taken to that level. You know, two of the characters that do it really well are Jonathan Charles Heinbaugh and Travis Miller, who play Kurt Kelly and Ram Sweeney. And these are like the a-hole jocks of the school. Like, I think one's like the quarterback and one's like, you know, the lackey second in command there. And they're horrible too. Everybody in this is like a horrible person.
Well,
to some
I didn't
degree.
Go to that high school.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm thinking too, like, I had it great. I mean, we were all friends. Nobody got shot, you know.
Yeah.
I guess those days are gone. But no, these guys, so they actually at one point corner Veronica, like out in a cow pasture, and try to, you know,
have their way.
Get fresh with her. And so it doesn't happen, but this rumor goes all around the school that she had this three-way with, like, the two head jocks of the school, and she gets all, like, broken up and embarrassed. And all I could think of during this was, you know, it's funny the things that used to upset us. You know?
I hear what you're saying.
I mean, if a rumor about me like that went around now, I'd be like, yeah, what about it? I mean, wouldn't you?
No.
Didn't I?
Not when I was in high school, at least.
Well, now is what I'm saying. Like, yeah, if somebody said, you know, I heard a rumor that, like, you had a three-way with, like, these two godly built studs.
Oh, I see. And maybe I'd be like, yeah, good for me.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If only.
So time. But wait, didn't I make up a story like this about you? And when I roasted you for your birthday party last year, and I told it to 100 of your best friends.
And I screamed out, that's not true.
But you know who else would do something like that?
Who?
A Heather.
Okay. A Heather would. Okay.
So all in all, yeah, I think the show doesn't quite earn overall that really dark comedy that I think would really make it work. Because what happens then, I mean, when you get into these dark subjects like murder and teenage suicide, and it's trying to be funny, you want to laugh, but you kind of can't. But if the whole thing was at that level, you know, that these guys, these actors that I mentioned, that playing the jocks, Travis Miller and Jonathan Heinbach, really got there. And I mean, some of the members of the ensemble really stood out too. Playing Beleaguered Geek, okay, that's what it says, Matthew Hommel. I mean, this guy was just hysterical in everything that he did and really, you know, played it up. And I think if, like, everybody on the cast got to that level, it would be
better.
It would be great. But still, you know, a lot of fun. It moved fast. There's a lot of songs in this.
Anything that we'd be familiar with?
No. But I will say this. You know, there's no song that you walk away, you know, singing. But in this case, I really do think that, you know, the lyrics were actually a lot more clever than the music itself. Very clever, very funny lyrics. You know, the ensemble numbers are great. Some of the solo pieces, the voices aren't quite there to really carry it off, and you miss a lot of those clever lyrics. But all in all, yeah, pretty good. And the band is great. The music sounds fantastic. So, yeah. I was impressed. And, yeah, I think it's definitely worth seeing. And there's certainly some standout performances. A few that I've mentioned. Another that I want to get in before we wrap up is Allison Lowry as Martha Dunstock, who is, like, sort of the underdog, very picked on. And she just plays this with such just, you know, adorable sincerity. And she has a solo which is wonderful. She really, you know, has a very beautiful voice and really sells it. And again, in this mix of emotions, this very high camp comedy and these very, you know, dark subjects, her solo almost brought a little tear to my eye.
Wow.
Yeah, it did. So I wanted to mention her as well. But, yeah, overall, yeah, pretty good. It plays out at the Theater Factory through July 21st. I think it's worth seeing. I mean, I don't think this is going to get produced a lot around here. So I think if you, and especially if you like the movie from the 80s, definitely check it out. As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at burgvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Burg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.